Hi friends, let's start with the chapter 2. Chapter 2 will take you through the rural marketing environment. When you say environment, it's a factor surrounding the rural market that is influencing, affecting, inhibiting the development of the rural market. And so we will get into understanding. Also, classically at the end of this particular chapter, we will have very interesting success stories being narrated, result of which your connect with how different the rural marketing challenge could be and how various companies have gone far beyond one can imagine to successfully tap the opportunity. So let's begin. Evolution of rural marketing. We have earlier chapter understood the structure and setup of rural marketing. We make an effort to understand how the rural marketing has evolved. So rural marketing refers to the activities undertaken by the marketeers to encourage the people living in rural areas. We have understood what is rural areas because we have understood the definition of urban. So those which do not meet those criteria are the rural market. They convert their purchasing power into an effective demand for the goods and services, and making these goods and services available to them in the areas of their choice from where they want to acquire, that is the rural areas, with an intention to improve their standard of living and achieving the company's objective as a whole. So let's dissect now this one by one as such. So activities undertaken by the marketeer. So marketeer essentially undertake activity like understand the need, develop a product, then find out the ways to reach out to the consumers, then how to promote that product so that consumers see a need for using that product. Having done that, establish a channel which will continuously feed them the material that is needed by them or service them, etc. So these are the things that the marketeers do. Why they do that? Because they need to encourage, they need to bring that need to have. So what did HUL did differently? So that the rural women are accepted to junk the use of amla, amla for their hair wash, etc. So that is what is the story. I have seen and heard where practically demonstrations are done by the promoters to show them that how easy it is to wash the hair. Initial days, even when it was challenging, the wigs used to be used. They used to carry their mannequin head and the wigs, and then they wash the wigs in front of the ladies who are invited, ladies watching them with dupatta being into their mouth tucked. So these are the ways. That is what the marketeer needs to do. They influence the and encourage the people living in the rural areas to convert their purchasing power. We have earlier studied. They spend less because the cost of living is less, and therefore the disposable income is more. But what happens? Disposable income gets tucked into the savings. Now marketer's role is to encourage them to spend and make this available in the rural area. So you have to have, as I told you, the channel to make the things available there within the intention to improve their standard of living. Now all this has to have somewhere aspiration, connect with the standard of living, etc. So then only there is a continuous purchase that is going to happen and achieve thereby the company's own goal and objective. So that is what is the role of a rural marketeer. So when you say rural market, it's a two-way process. There are two aspects or dimension to rural market. First is urban to rural. That is what we consciously think that way. There's a second aspect, rural to urban. So let's understand that urban to rural, when I say the goods which are produced, farm products, the FMCG products, which are the packaged goods, as you say, the durables, consumer durables like washing machines, air conditioners, or say like other entertainment items like television, radio, connectivity item like mobiles, etc. All this gets produced into market away from rural India, which has to go to the rural market, including cars and bikes and scooters, etc. The other aspect is rural to urban. So whatever that is getting produced in rural area need to reach to urban market, semi-urban and urban, so that the agricultural produce itself, food processing industry produce, which is generally close to agricultural areas, So all those thing material, the rural market, yani there is the artisans and handicrafts and those kind of other non-agri market, as we seen the rural economy, you know, earlier chapter. So these are the produce which has to reach to the semi-urban and urban market for being sold, yani for selling them. They need to reach to the semi-urban urban market. So these are the two dimensions, urban to rural, which is all the goods which are of FMCG durable nature. Produced in urban area or away from the rural area needs to reach rural market. Rural market produced goods needs to reach semi-urban and urban market. So phases of evolution of rural marketing. So we will now get into how this entire things has evolved. Yes, there are about four phases distinctly that comes out. Some of the things are self-explanatory. So I will probably maintain my pace out here and not get into the verb-based, you know, word-to-word description. I am talking about before 60s, yani, how the rural market was structured and evolved. Yani. It was an independence area. Yani. We were just, you know, got independence and the various initiatives were getting rolled out, etc. In those areas, the market was very fragmented. Whatever was naturally possible in that area was getting done and produced, etc. There was no specific focus on developing the rural market as such, and by the government also. Agricultural input mainly include fertilizer, pesticides. Again, there was what was going was what was needed for farming. So only agriculture based product used to go. So that urban to rural dimension, as I told you, so those things only used to go. I produce like grains and industrial inputs like cotton and etc. was coming from rural to the urban or the industrial hubs, etc. The market for durables like tractor, electric, harvester, pumps, etc. was minuscule. Yani. Mechanization in India, even in agriculture, is not so high even today. So, all these aspects of agriculture, agricultural equipments, or say other things like electronic motors, motors for the farm water supply, etc. Harvester is again an implement which goes with the tractor. Yani. So, all those aspects were minuscule. Yani. They were need-based, rich farmer who could afford. They in fact used to go to the city to acquire them and then come and install. There was no like a proper market or a service center available there. Yeah. So that's how the market in 60 was. Yeah. Need also was not there. Yeah. They were not finding a need to, you know, have shampoos. Yeah. Because their exposure was not so high. Yeah. So that's what market in 60s. Then comes the 60 to 90s. Yeah. That is a three decades almost, where the green revolution and the white revolution, etc., that took place led to scientific farming. Therefore, produce of the agriculture, this thing and all has increased many fold. Yani. So, the villages and the farmers have started becoming rich. Yani. Agriculture, allied industry also started growing. Better irrigation facility, the insecticides, farming techniques have been better improved, etc. The seed quality and agriculture science has really contributed to really make the green revolution flourish in our country. That changed the rural market industry scenario. Village and industry gained importance and produce like handicraft, handloom. So, non-agricultural industry naturally got a boost. Yani. When agriculture, this thing started booming, there was allied agricultural industry also started getting boost within the rural domain, yani, in the surrounding area. So that's how the market has changed, but still the need-based, aspirational need-based, this thing was very less. Yani. It was limited to what is mandatory, what is essential for certain luxury items, certain high-end need item, etc. That still idea was to go to city and acquire, and that was limited to very rich family of the rural. So that is like jagirdars and, you know, mukhyas, etc. So, market was very confined. Yani. However, as the things moved, yani, the phase 3 which is came in, that is the mid-90s and after that, where there was no rural market for household consumables, yani, and durables. The existing rural market at this time was not large enough to attract the market's attention. Again, as I told you, as their exposure was limited, their aspiration was down, they were not themselves knowing what is good available to them. As a result, the demand was not there. Yani. So, for the urban marketeer to reach to rural marketeer, there was no real incentive. They were doubtful about ability to tap the rural market. all these markets were inaccessible. The other aspect was connectivity of road was very poor. Therefore, you really can't reach your goods there. So, that was a big constraint. Vis-a-vis, they are very scattered. Yani, even if you move today out of your urban areas, you will find a small hub of village. Then again, miles and miles, it's empty. Then again, hub of village. So, very fragmented. Yani, it's like not well connected hub, yani, which you can really create a market for. Yani. After mid-90s, the service sector had emerged, yani, signifying the need for agriculture and support-based services to reach to the rural areas. Rural marketing this time represented attracting and servicing the rural market to fulfill the needs and wants of the people occupying the agricultural profession. Money was more into the agriculture profession. But yes, as they were becoming prosperous, there were obvious certain needs which were emerging in them to have something better for them and their family. That has led to some trigger in their getting a little aspirational and trying to bring new products in their household. And that's how the small trigger has later led to a much larger explosion in terms of rural market post mid-90s. Around phase 4, which is what I am talking about, that is a recent last 5 years, so to say, has seen a tremendous growth in the rural market. This phase signifies not only the better connectivity, but the globalization. So, on one hand, the connectivity which is a road and various other aspects, the digital connectivity has opened even a global market for some of our rural produce. Yeah. Some of the key drivers for this emergence of global markets are the information revolution, because you are able to connect and you are able to exchange data and information vis-a-vis the technology. So, various other infrastructure and technology revolutions made water available, transport possible, accessibility is better, etc. Growth in globalization, they are able to see the market for themselves going much beyond few kilometers away from their village. And they could now see that, you know, they can sell their produce to some other part of the world, etc. Those kind of realization has really made the Indian agriculture and non-agricultural business people to look for the better market. And as a result, there was that explosion that has happened. They started becoming aspirational because they were getting exposed to the new product, the new service, connected to their need. Yani, and then as a result, then they want to have it as such. Yani. So, this is what is a trigger that has really opened the rural market over last decade or so, especially the last 5 years. So, in a nutshell, this table represents certain learnings. So, I will try and touch that. But these two areas that you need to really focus upon vis-a-vis what has happened during that time. So, that is what we will try to understand. The phase one, as I have told you, it's that 60s, yani, where after independence but before the Green Revolution. That was the phase. That phase one is immediately after independence, but India was still a struggling economy and there was no proper focus on agriculture either. Yani. So, that's the phase. So, the what happened, the purpose during that time was to make the agriculture work. Yani. So, agriculture marketing was getting more prominence. Yani. So, the source market used to be rural India and target market means move the agriculture produce to the urban India. Second was the Green Revolution in the post-liberalization phase, yani, where the marketing of agri input became the purpose. Yani. So, you need to have a better agri inputs. Yani. So, reach the agri inputs for the Green Revolution to really get sustained. Yani. So, the agriculture inputs became the prime focus, where the source market is urban India because they used to get produced there and the target market was rural. That's how the urban to rural this thing has started. As it things went by, the post-liberalization and 20th century phase, yani, where again for various products, consumer durables and FMCG, etc., the purpose has now really come in is to have practice rural marketing, take as many products to rural India. So, urban and rural could be the source. Why even rural here? Because rural India also started producing certain produce, yani, which can be consumed, which is much better than their earlier counterparts. And therefore, it can be consumed within the rural India also. And the target market was rural India. So, all those FMCGs and consumer durable companies and service sector like banking, insurance, started moving their focus there. And the last decade or so, it's a development of the market. you have seen the potential. Now you need to really develop the market. So that's a developmental phase, and that's the purpose for which you start. Focus is almost all product and service wants to be present now in rural India. So that's what it is. Therefore, the source market is both urban, primarily urban, and target market is urban rural. Here, now with the industrialization, with government initiatives, what probably can be produced earlier only in urban market are even getting produced in the remote part, because government has given a very lucrative industrialization policy where the industries have moved away from urban India and to produce their goods somewhere in rural India. So as a result, they need to bring those products to the urban cities and all, semi-urban, etc. And while same FMCG companies and all, they continue to produce in, say, urban areas, they need to take their produce to the rural India. So you see that how this has changed. So what is important is at each phase, you need to know what was the purpose or the focus and how the source market and the target market got impacted. So that's the summation of this table. Go rural decision. So finally, a marketing entrepreneur or a marketeer, you need to take the decision, which is go rural decision, as we say. Should I not? So this particular chapter deals with this. This particular section deals with that. Large population, what attracted? So go to rural decision was on account of what? So the thing is large population. So as we earlier studied, 850 million people reside in rural India, which is almost like 70% of India's population reside in India, and their needs and aspirations are growing. So as you can see that a large population that can be tapped for your product and services, so that you penetrate and excite them to buy your product, etc. That's the feasibility. Increased income. How? So that income and the purchasing power of the rural people have started increasing. More funds have started going there, government initiative, Rojgar Yojanas, better road connectivities, etc. Penetration of various urban initiatives, happening in the rural market, etc. All that gave certain added advantage to the rural population. Their income started going, per capita income, as they say, started growing. Per capita income started growing, the cost of living more or less not being impacted so adversely. As a result, the disposable income started becoming more larger. So that was the purse available to tap. Your market has started growing. So that's the reason why they decided, that's one reason why companies decided to tap the rural market, go rural decisions. What is mentioned out here is that the farmers used to start getting better yield because of the connectivity and all. They were able to sell their goods at the much better rate in markets around. So all in all, the income improvement has prompted people to tap the rural market. Competition in urban market. So, severe competition post 90 liberalization of economy by then Rajiv Gandhi government, etc., has led to a severe competition setting in the urban market primarily, because they all want to tap market where it is. Nobody thought of developing a market. So, as a result, for each one product or a one service, there are more than 3 to 5 people who want to tap that market. As a result, excess of supply is there. Demand is limited. So as a result, the viability, including the margins and all, have started getting impacted. So that competition becomes severe in the urban market. So what do? You have to think of developing, and development was possible in rural India. Therefore, go rural decision was an obvious choice. Improved infrastructure. Earlier I told you that there were no roads. Now with the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojanas, and they are highway, initiatives like national highway, state highway, all those things getting better and better. All this thing led to better transport. All kinds of vehicle can move right up to the village, three wheelers to four wheelers to multi-axle trucks, etc. So that is a reason why mobility has become feasible. And as a feasibility led to various other options like infrastructure, when you say also the connectivity infrastructure, like a telephone, DTH, so entertainment, etc. Exposure has increased many fold. So all this thing led to the spurt in the demand. So there is a potential to develop away from the competitive environment. So that's another reason why this market, go rural decision was taken. saturated urban market, the fallout of extreme competition, the second fallout of saturated market, all marketeers, all competition, all marketeers had done enough and more. So their penetration to their all target customers was like so almost complete, and you know, they were able to tap market. One competition or the other competitor were able to tap market. Now multiplier effect in the growth was not coming. Growth was becoming stagnant, routine, particular fixed percentage, which is not an attractive proposition to a very growing company, etc. So as a result, the next choice was to develop untapped market, which is by going to rural India. So these are some of the reason why go rural decision started being taken by various boards of directors of those multinational companies, Indian companies like Dabur, or multinational, when I told you, Hindustan Unilever, etc. So this is what is led to go rural decision by various organizations. Support of financial institutions, like another aspect was the financial institutions have become more and more proliferation became possible. Earlier, NABARD and one or two such institutions were focusing on agricultural finance and all. There was hardly any loan available for buying a tractor also. Forget any other thing like entertainment, this thing, etc. Lot of NBFC, non-banking financial corporations, which came in post the nationalization of banks and, you know, liberalization of the banking policies, etc., led to availability of loan feasible, and that led to again spurt in the potential demand. Looking at that, therefore again a go to rural this thing decision was becoming more and more viable. New employment opportunities, the government is running so many schemes, Jane. So Jawahar Rozgar Yojana, training rural youth for self-sustenance, skill development, as they say, is today the top priority. So various skill development initiative and program which is conducted right into the rural and semi-urban areas. All this is leading to opening of a new opportunity for the rural youth. Yani, somebody who cannot visualize himself to be working in a automotive dealership workshop. Yani, he thought ke bhai, he will have to live and die in rural area. Today he can get skill training on automobile management or automobile handling, and then he can look for placing in the dealerships across semi-urban and urban India and earn a standard respectable income. Yani, or girl can look at getting into the hospitality industry or a nursing area, healthcare, etc. So all this is leading to the employment opportunity being generated. That leads to the earning potential, and earning brings disposable income increase, and therefore attractive proposition for the marketer to tap the rural youth than the urban youth. Yani. So again, that is one of the contributory factor in go rural decision. So as I was earlier discussing you, what are the factors that led to the go rural? There are obvious factors which will inhibit or prevent or restrict various companies from going to rural India for marketing. Some one such is the fragmented market. Markets are large but very fragmented. Yani. There are, like, as they say, ke bhai, only 5,000 and less people are, like, almost 96% of the village are that way. 36% of the village are just 500 and less people. So you see that the threshold for the volume is very fragmented, which is a one factor that, because you require certain minimum investment. Now, if you do not get that required threshold, your earnability will be limited. So as a result, companies decided against. Second is the uneven development. Only 25% of the rural population had water, 30% places do not have road connectivity, and various other infrastructures not in place. As a result, development of rural India was a state priority, and that state with limited resources on the infrastructure and development, very urban focused development was taking place, and as a result, rural India was suffering. That has prevented company from really going and investing into rural market. One of the pictorial representation, now of course the tungsten filament bulb is replaced by the LED bulbs, but it's like India's rural area electricity but still in dark. Yani. So what, it is a contrast. Yani. I claim on one hand that I have reached all homes, but it is like not the way we have our house electrified. Yani, multi points and all, they are just generally single point household. Yani. Now that single point is used for various reasons. So therefore, again, it is there and yet it is not there kind of a scenario, and one of the essential need, yani, which is electricity. water is still a dream in many areas. Yaane. Heterogeneity in lifestyles. Yaane. I have earlier told you as one of the positive aspects that rural India is full of heterogeneity. There was a myth yaane, ke bhai, the market is homogeneous and we have established that it is heterogeneous. But heterogeneity itself is one of the constraints. Because of that, the choices are different. Therefore, the variety that a marketeer can take it to the rural India, it was not viable for him to really optimize his turnaround for various products, etc. As a result, they prefer to stay away. Low incomes, rural consumers have income less than the urban counterparts. And that is very little storage space. Their area in which they live and what they can enjoy really was very limited. So, thus average per capita income, average household size, etc. all put together, the spurt in expected rural spend or acceptance of the various items was found to be very limited. So as a result, then those marketeers prefer to stay away. Like house itself is so small that even if they can afford a refrigerator, where will they place? So therefore, probably those people have preferred to stay away. Also, they are not pakka house. So if there is no pakka house, obviously there are certain products you cannot have there. So those kind of people then prefer to market, they prefer to stay away. So that's the low income. Unsustainable and lack of steady consumption. Since agriculture income, which still accounts for about 42% of the rural income, is very seasonal and unpredictable. So large chunk of rural income remained unpredictable, which is even today because agriculture in large part is still rain dependent. Though government initiatives are towards making agriculture rain independent, but like you look at the farmer suicide rate in areas like Vidarbha and other parts of country, significantly indicates that we are still rain dependent, and as a result the income fluctuation is so much that there is a possibility of adverse impact on your investment. As a result, also people prefer to stay away, which is not the case with urban consumers. Urban market was well known, the behaviors were established, so it was possible for to not only predict but play with certain available areas so that you can still maintain your volume or the market share, which was not the case with the rural market. As a result, the people prefer to stay away. Promotional agencies lack marketing skills. To reach that rural consumers who's fragmented so much, needed a promotional agency to have real certain skills, which not being there, or their willingness to invest in that not being there, they could not use advanced or the unique ways to promote the product. So these are the agencies like the Khadi Commission. So government agencies also were lacking. Here the reference to context is the government agency bodies. But I even tell you otherwise, it is very difficult to reach to your rural consumers through using a non-conventional promotion or route channel. You really require to invest your time and money to build your own promotion network in the rural area. So that is the reason why exposure was not coming. Exposure followed by continuous reminder to really get into their mindset and get your product accepted was a challenge. That was not happening. Difficulty in accessing about 25 other villages within less than 500 people have no access to shops. So the small villages, self-sustained, there is no concept of shop or something like that. And as a result, where will this company's product will be stored? If there is nobody to sell that product, where will they take that, keep their product? So that used to be another challenge. As a result, they have to prefer not to venture into those villages. Low budget for promotion. Everybody wanted to tap the rural market, but allocation of budget was not recognized well enough to be capable for a development of the market. Development really needs additional investment. Here certain things are mentioned to you. Rural Marketing Agency Association of India, the total budget for rural marketing is only 5 billion compared to almost 130 billion rupees for the urban market. So you can see the disparity, that company's allocation of budget to rural marketing was so trivial that it really became difficult, and therefore also companies or the marketing department have preferred not to venture into rural market. So what we are studying is factors which will inhibitate, factors that has inhibited, restricted, prevented companies to go rural. So we have understood those factors. Now we move on to rural marketing models. So which are the models by which rural marketings have been tapped so far, the known approaches or the known model through which companies have been able to reach out to their rural consumers? So we'll say some various different approaches here. There are essentially four: trickle down approach, undifferentiated approach, differentiated approach, and bottom of the pyramid approach. Most important is generally the fourth one. The first three are a very static approach. Third one at least still creates a need for differentiation. So I will still say the third one is still an exciting approach. A fourth one really needs a different outlook in the company who wants to go rural. We will try and understand them one by one. Trickle down approach. So what is trickle down approach? This thing, there are a few pointers here. Approach is nothing but what I have, I will do. What I have for myself in urban India, I will try and do this in rural India. It doesn't envisage any change. So there is no envisaged any change. Existing market approach is cut, copy, pasted for the rural market. They believe that there is absolutely no need to design separate marketing program. Marketing is essentially driven by target. And for the target, what is the marketing program you have? Here the belief is that I don't need a separate marketing program. This approach is therefore based on following assumptions. Market is too small. Why do anything separate for that? The top end of the rural society is similar to the urban society. So there are top end of the rural market. Their lifestyle, living, etc. is assumed or presumed to be similar to the urban lifestyle. Therefore, I don't really need a change in my marketing program. Their assumptions are that they also follow various trends in the society happening. Therefore, your product, your message, your communication is aligned to even their mindset. The rural consumers buy whenever he needs from the nearby feeder town on his visit there. Hence, there is little to create a separate channel or a marketing program to reach to the consumers at the ground level. So there was the assumptions that by these consumers come to city to satisfy their need and buy the products. So if that is the case, why should I change my marketing program or why should I have additional marketing program, etc.? It is like whatever will be the normal trickle down approach, as the water starts seeping down in a gradual manner, my product will reach out to the market in a natural gradual manner. I don't need to really change my marketing mix, marketing programs, etc. This even like, I am packing a Lux in a this particular size of a shop, I will sell that only. Or I have a minimum 100 ml shampoo bottle, I will sell that only. Thing changed when the sachet was introduced and rural market really zoomed. So you need to really know that you need a different market or you need a different marketing program, product, etc. to really win the market. I just have triggered the thought in you, but we are still to reach that level. We are currently at a trickle-down approach, which is a very simple, no change, natural movement to the rural market kind of an approach. Undifferentiated approach. As per the rural market started growing, some companies felt it was time to pay attention to the largely ignored this market. Valuable rural consumptions and the market to be tapped without much of a change. However, they believe that to reach rural market, they just needed to tweak the urban strategy, make minor modifications and then go there. So essentially, there was no differentiation, but certain tweaks in terms of reaching the rural market was thought to be the solution. Tweak could be in the way how you reach or the sale the product or what you kind of, probably has to offer, etc. So that's how companies looked at it. I may take one of my bottom end pyramid of product category to the rural market. I don't need to really do much. They being like probably low price and that kind of a thing, it will find the acceptance among the rural consumers, etc. So there are essentially minor tweaks, but largely it is an undifferentiated marketing product or a program through which you are trying to tap the rural market. So that's an undifferentiated marketing approach. Second, this approach is based on the assumption that affordability. There is one of the assumption here is that the top and middle income holder of the rural market are extremely few in numbers, and the poor who are majority cannot afford to buy my product. So the assumption is affordability is an issue. I have a product range. Most of it is in a range which major part of the rural market cannot buy. I have another range which that part of the market can buy. Rest of my market product range are suitable to the even high end rural consumers. So they will buy that. So as a result, there is no need to do much of a tweaking, minor tweaking, and then you try to penetrate. Accessibility and a lack of proper transport facility, road connectivity, etc. makes the reach to the market. Therefore, again, I don't need to really change much. Whatever I can reach out to that place, I will do. The whichever area that I can reach, I will do. Acceptance. Rural consumer's aspiration is to match his urban counterpart. Rural people basically have the same need, desire and aspirations. Essentially, it was presumed why I should not change is because consumer is a consumer, and whether he's a rural or urban, it is natural that he as a man will desire something which his urban counterpart needs, etc. Which in a way at that point of time was not a very right this thing. And though we have seen that rural youth are getting inspired, seeing a lot of communication, this thing, etc. But they still have their own different value chain. And as a result, this market does not look at that value chain or what will be the trigger or what is appealing to them. So they remain undifferentiated. This is the reason. Yeah. This is the assumption that I really don't need to differentiate because they are same consumers. Yeah. Okay.